Exercising outside is not a new phenomenon. Muscle Beach in Santa Monica included city-provided workout equipment as part of the Works Progress Administration in the 1930s. People are often seen along the trails of Northwest Arkansas doing sit-ups on the grass, using benches for push-ups or tricep dips. And Tuesday, members of the Siloam Springs community gathered on a portion of the Dogwood Springs Trail to exercise. Well, sort of. A ribbon cutting was held for the second municipal-owned outdoor gym in Arkansas. The 9 working and moving machines are very similar to what you would see inside most fitness clubs, though the coloring and materials do resemble typical playground equipment. They were installed through the collaboration of 3 unique groups: a nonprofit, Bridges to Wellness, a school, John Brown University, and a municipality, Siloam Springs. Holland Hayden is that city's director of communications.
JBU actually gave the city an easement so that we could install this equipment along the trail.
A member of the Bridges to Wellness board welcomed Tuesday's crowd with a quote from a decades-old Journal of the American Medical Association. He said, "There is no drug in current or future use that holds as much promise for sustained health as a lifetime program of physical exercise." This free outdoor gym along the 1.8-mile trail leaves members of the community little excuse to not exercise. Bridges to Wellness is an organization whose mission is to mobilize community wellness. This gym is one way that they will do that. Emerson Goodwin is that organization's director.
Focus of our work is how can we encourage people to do basically what we know how to do and what we know we need to do. It's just we don't make it a big enough priority. So we're trying to see, are there ways that we can impact the environment? WellFest, the one-day call to action, is a way that we try to do that. This outdoor gym is another.
He says Bridges to Wellness is a network of community and business leaders and members of the medical community, which, based on the logos represented at Tuesday's ceremony, it's a true statement. The idea of one of their board members, this gym is free and open to the public at all hours. It took a while to come into fruition, but thanks to the collaboration of these 3 entities, it did. Steve Beers is John Brown University's Vice President of Student Development. He represented the school and addressed the crowd.
We live in a great town, don't we? This is a great place to be. Every day there's something else that's going on in our town, whether it's downtown, they're upgrading the area down there, or around campus, or around our community. This is another example, I believe, of the way towns get moving forward, and that's collaboration.
Also on hand were parks and recreation workers for the city, as well as Siloam Springs Mayor John Turner. He is also proud of the partnerships involved in this outdoor gym, as well as the ever-expanding trail systems. He says that it all goes back to the quality of life of his city's residents.
When people get off work, they want to be able to go out and get away from the house and just kind of relax and walk. And you see people on the trails almost all hours, from daylight to dusk, I guess I would say that they're here. And we had one a long time ago, had stations throughout this whole trail system here on the John Brown, and it was more of an isometric type thing, and not everybody knows how to do isometrics necessarily. So these apparatus are designed not only for those who are trying to stay in shape or get in shape.
They're for everyone and will work all major muscle groups. The machines have stickers with instructions on them and will even accommodate the handicapped, with certain stations allowing for wheelchair access. Mayor Turner grew up very close to where he stood at this very location. It's next to Sager Creek and close to his heart.
As a kid, I used to play up and down this creek, in the creek, around the creek. We'd fish, we'd camp, we'd go down and throw rocks, and just mess around in the creek and around this property. You know, Siloam still has that feel of a small town where you can just let your kids go and feel safe about it, and I'm proud of that. I'm proud of what we have, but it just does bring back fond memories. This used to be a picnic area where every year they'd have the John Brown family of associates and faculty would get out here, and we'd have a picnic and we'd play softball and games and what have you. And once again, most of the time you'd find the kids in the creek. We're about 3 or 4 stages or phases of our Sager Creek beautification, and everything we do along the banks of the creek is just one more thing that we're proud of and can point to when it comes to our creek and our what we offer, quality of life that we offer people here when they live in Siloam Springs.
Emerson Goodwin pointed out that while it does look nice, it is in place to be used.
Equipment. It's not going to do anybody any good just sitting here. It does people good when they get on it and start pushing it around.
And people are already using it. Attendees jumped on the workout equipment just after the ribbon cutting, including me.
Oh, I can't do that either.
I know, right?
Oh my gosh.
That's hard.
Oh no.
Oh, oh no. You can Ooh. Do it. You totally did it.
I did one. One.
And you too can use it. Find the outdoor gym at the end of Benton Street, just at the base of the John Brown University campus. This is Ozarks at Large.
That's a good idea.
My toes are bumping.
I don't think it'll work.